The New South Wales coalition state government is facing growing opposition to its decision to knock down and rebuild three major sports stadiums in Sydney. The cost of rebuilding the Sydney Football Stadium at Moore Park, the former Olympic Stadium at Homebush and Parramatta Stadium has been put at around $2.5 billion. The state opposition, as well as some coalition backbenchers, are now openly questioning whether that money could be better spent in other places, like on health and education. And an online petition opposing the project has so far gathered more than 108,000 signatures. Luke Foley is a New South Wales state opposition leader. Luke Foley, welcome to Breakfast.
Thank you, Fran.
The New South Wales government says the Sydney Football Stadium in the eastern suburbs in Moore Park and the Olympic Stadium at Homebush need to be rebuilt to keep big events in Sydney. They're no longer fit for purpose, says the Premier, Gladys Berejiklian. Why don't you agree?
I don't accept that for a minute. I mean, both stadiums have hosted football games for many years now, and the stadium at Olympic Park continues to host the biggest events, the recent big Socceroos qualifiers to get us to the World Cup in Russia, grand finals, Bledisloe Cup, State of Origins have been played at the Olympic Stadium. The debate for years, Fran, for the last 5 or 6 years, has been where limited government funds ought to go, whether they should go to the stadium in the east or the stadium in the geographic heart of Sydney. No one thought before 12 days ago that the government would decide to knock down both stadiums and rebuild them from scratch.
It's government's job to future-proof. Melbourne and Brisbane have both expressed interest in bringing, for instance, the NRL grand final to their city. This is a very competitive area, these major sporting events. The New South Wales government says the plan to rebuild the Olympic Stadium, that's the one at Homebush, which is 17 years old, guarantees the event will stay in Sydney for the next 25 years.
Well, what I say is it is government's job to future-proof. Let's start by future-proofing our education system. I stood at a high school in the Blue Mountains last week that's celebrating its 50th anniversary. The adults now in their early 60s came through who started there on the day the school opened 50 years ago and said they're still the same classrooms. The science labs, they worked out this year, the safety switches were unsafe. Priority for limited government funds ought to be our schools, TAFEs and hospitals.
But it's never a zero-sum game when governments are working out how to spend taxpayers' dollars. The state sports minister, Stuart Ayres, says that over a 20-year period, New South Wales has gone from being the best place state to host sport and major events in Australia to just about the worst place state. Are you prepared to take the risk of losing, for instance, the NRL Grand Final to Melbourne, heaven forbid?
But he came out with that line yesterday, Fran, in the face of community opposition to this, 100,000 people over the weekend alone signing a petition against a $2.5 billion expenditure. He's been pumping out press releases almost on a monthly basis for the last couple of years, boasting that Sydney's the capital of major sporting events, only to completely change his rhetoric yesterday. There was a unity ticket on a refurbishment to the Olympic Stadium. That unity ticket included former Premier Baird, myself, and the National Rugby League and major football codes. That's been torpedoed, that unity ticket, by Premier Berejiklian by tearing up a decision of the Cabinet only last year.
What was the price ticket on the refurbishment of the Olympic Stadium?
Announced by Baird last year, $700 million. That's now gone to 1.2, and out of the blue from left field comes this preposterous suggestion to knock down the stadium in the eastern suburbs at Moore Park and build a new one at a cost of almost $750 million. And that stadium, Fran, won't host grand final, State of Origins or Bledisloe Cups. It'll be a white elephant.
It'll be a soccer stadium, will it? A football stadium?
No, it will host, by and large, club football games where the average attendance hovers around 16,000 to 17,000. It's rarely or ever full now, with 45,000 seats. Yet the state's about to spend public monies, $750 million, on delivering a new 45,000-seater stadium, and it still won't be the major venue for football in Sydney or New South Wales.
So what do you think this is all about? Why do you think the government is doing this? Because early signs are the people think it's a bit pie-eyed. Why do you think they're doing it?
It's about the Premier bending the knee to unelected power brokers on the SCG Trust.
But why? Who stands to make a profit from this or a gain from this? Can you explain that to people listening?
She's doing this to capture the love of Alan Jones, Fran. That's why she's doing it. There's been a heavy lobbying effort by a handful, literally a handful, no more, of unelected, powerful people on the SCG Trust who want government money to be spent on building themselves a private palace. And disgracefully, the Premier of the state has bent the knee to them.
So it's just about talkback radio. That's what you're saying. It's not about the sporting codes themselves demanding it. It's not about the broadcasters with the rights demanding it.
Because the National Rugby League and the Football Federation of Australia and the Australian Rugby Union in April last year endorsed the announcement of then Premier Baird and his cabinet to invest in the refurbishment of the Olympic Stadium, the home of the Sydney 2000 Olympics. They endorsed that. And now the Premier has added $500 million to that price tag and another $750 million to a new White Elephant Stadium at Moore Park following relentless lobbying by the unelected power brokers on the SCG Trust.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 12 past 8. Our guest is Luke Foley, the New South Wales Labor opposition leader. So if you were to win government, you wouldn't build any new stadiums. How much would you spend on stadiums?
Well, we signed up last year and endorsed the decision of the Baird cabinet for a refurbishment of the Olympic Stadium.
$700 million, that's still a lot of money.
Yes, it is. And we thought the case was made. But there's no case has been made for $2.5 billion. That's $2,500 million of taxpayer money going to stadiums, a couple of stadiums, including a new White Elephant in the eastern suburbs that won't host the biggest events.
You also suggest that the state agencies might have to compensate some of the sporting codes and sporting clubs, and the figure you've given to the Fairfax papers, I think, is that New South Wales Waratahs rugby team would get $17 million because they're out of the stadium, which is their home ground, while Moore Park's being built. Now, the Sydney Cricket and Sports Ground Trust says that refers to a section of contract that's irrelevant to the current situation. Do you know for certain how much the state will compensate clubs, or if it will compensate clubs?
We don't know how much because the government's seemingly determined to keep that hidden from the public arena. Certainly last year, the then CEO of the rugby union contemplated openly $140 to $150 million of compensation if Moore Park Stadium was to be knocked down and a new one built, and the three clubs that currently play there were forced to play somewhere else for a period of 2 or 3 years while a new stadium's built. Now,
why should the clubs or the codes get any compensation? It's not that they're still going to have a stadium to play in.
Well, I can only agree with the proposition you put, Fran. I mean, this is an outrageous extravagance, public dollars being taken from health and education to build a new stadium that is not necessary, that won't host the biggest games. And then we learn that there's seemingly to be compensation for three professional clubs whilst the government builds them a new stadium. It's robbing from the health and education needs of the people.
There is another argument here, though, that government should build things, that infrastructure is important, that keeping on modernising and moving forward is important in terms of infrastructure, that it keeps the city up to date. It provides jobs as well. And one perennial criticism of the state Labor government in New South Wales for 15 years, between 1995 and 2011, is that the state stopped building things. It fell behind on infrastructure spending. Little progress was made in the building of transport in particular. Do you accept that criticism?
But Fran, the former Labor government built all of the Olympic venues,
To the Olympics, and post-2000, almost nothing built.
Okay, you want to talk about sporting facilities. The former Labor government...
I want to talk about infrastructure by and large. I want to talk about roads and rail and governments getting on with the job of keeping their city moving.
Well, absolutely. And what I say is road and rail infrastructure and health and education infrastructure trumps major sporting stadiums in terms of public priorities. You want to talk about economic investment. What I say is rebuilding the TAFE system in New South Wales is a more important economic investment for 8 million people in New South Wales than building a new White Elephant Stadium in the eastern suburbs of Sydney to keep a half a dozen unelected powerful people happy.
Luke Foley, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Fran.
Luke Foley is the New South Wales State Labor Leader, Opposition Leader, and we did request an interview with the Sports Minister in New South Wales, Stuart Ayres, but he was unavailable.